Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live, which is really an opportunity to analyze these markets and identify where we're likely to find some high probability trades in order for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, some of the difficulties we've had with these markets is the expectation. When we've seen a bit of a news event, and I'm talking about over the last 3 weeks here, our expectations are for markets to have moved in a particular direction. And what we're finding is that the direction for these equity markets is only up, whether it's bad news can be perceived as being good news for equity markets. We've certainly seen prices rally off the back of bad news, like we saw all of last week. But also good news is perceived as being good news. So all directions are pointing to the upside. That's a concern in a bubble-driven market for obvious reasons. But it does look like in the short term that upside trade is the only trade that's there. So a bit of a peculiar backdrop. We heard from Christine Lagarde and Jerome Powell again yesterday. There is a strong expectation that both of those central banks are edging a lot closer to being able to cut rates with June as a likely time frame. So we'll explore what that means for these markets. So please see a risk warning currently up on screen. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. Last day of the trading week. All profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets do we trade? And more importantly, why do we trade those markets? Currently, we're in a bit of a yen trade for a very specific reason. So where do we want to get in and out of these markets, your entries and your exits? How do you manage risk? Hopefully having a bit of a control over your exposure, not just on each individual trade, but as a combined unit. Currently exposed to this potential yen trade. So we'll discuss that in a little bit more detail. How do we manage each trade to a successful outcome and trade psychology? All very important features of the trading financial markets. And we discuss these every day in our live trade rooms. And as you know, we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach. If we assess these markets in a particular direction and markets fail to move in that direction and they pivot and they start to rally quite often aggressively, those are conditions that we're really not ultimately that comfortable with. So can you decide what market conditions are really prosperous with your knowledge and understanding, and what market conditions are really a lot more challenging? And if they're challenging, perhaps do things like reducing trade size, working with larger stop losses, you know, all of these types of questions you'd perhaps need to ask yourself. Be accurate with the levels we use. Disciplined with your capital and be patient as well. Quite often it's about waiting for the opportunity to arrive. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So yesterday it was all about, we had some job numbers as well yesterday, but if we scroll down, so on Wednesday we had Jerome Powell effectively say, look, we've done really well, pat us on the back, and it looks as if they just need the data to fall in line, which is not really doing so just yet, but the overall sort of takeaway is that the Fed will be cutting rates very likely in June, with all eyes on the data, it must be said. So JOLT job opening numbers coming in pretty much in line with expectations. Same thing for ADP, a little deviation there, but still pretty strong. Yesterday, we heard from the ECB keeping rates at 4.5. Again, Christine Lagarde, they're probably a little bit more dovish than the Fed are. You know, they're probably inching a little bit closer to those rate cuts than the US is. But will they move before the Fed? Perhaps not. But we shall, of course, wait and see. We're only a few months away. And this is when the data now becomes really quite important, because the data's began to shift, but these markets have still rallied looking through the data points, saying, right, well, this is just a bit of a blip. And the data coming this month and next month is supposed to be quite pivotal. So we'll be looking at a lot of these data points in a lot of detail. And again, we want these markets to react and move in line with our expectations. And if they don't, that's a difficult trading condition for us, which we don't mind discussing. Okay, so yesterday we heard from Christine Lagarde and Jerome Powell, two of the big hitters in global central banking. And today we've got one last major news event, which is non-farm payroll numbers coming in at 200,000. That's still a really strong jobs number. 3.7 is really low unemployment, and we're still seeing average hourly earnings growth, which is still inflationary in nature, but it's disinflating. So it's coming down. We're still inflating, but not by as much as we were previously. And again, that's really what the Fed are looking for. They're looking for wages to unemployment to go up, ironically, in terms of their remit is to maximize unemployment, but they actually need the conditions to potentially get a little worse, unemployment levels to tick a bit higher, wages to shrink a little bit. Under those circumstances, the Fed would have a strong green light, as long as inflation is coming back to 2%, to start cutting rates. And there's a bit of urgency that the recession doesn't get too bad. You could argue, what recession are we talking about? That's a really valid point. But some of the underlying data, especially across the Eurozone, there's not much growth there. So a careful balancing act, very much data driven. At the minute, the data just seems to be supporting further upside moves, no matter whether that data is positive or negative. So looking as a general overview, these are the markets that we're kind of looking at. Just very, very quickly, if I can just get my... So we basically have a downside bias here in the dollar yen, in the euro yen, and also in the Nikkei. So our expectation is still for further downside moves. The reasons for getting into this trade is a little bit more structural. It's basically to do with the Bank of Japan, the fact that they may look to start normalizing over the course of this month. Now, that's a far cry from what they said literally a week or two ago, which was that they were looking to maintain their control over yield curve, the Japanese yield curve, and also with exceptionally, if you look at other global central banks, exceptionally low interest rates, actually in negative territory. So our bias is very much to the downside for the yen, and this is going to need to be a bit of a patient one. This is not something we're going to make progress with that quickly. Really roaring strong performance, new all-time highs yesterday for the equity markets. Same situation for the Nasdaq, literally bounced off the monthly highs, the all-time highs, should I say. The Dow, a bit of a pullback really off the lows. This was a structural failure trade. Will there be, you could argue, the Dow Jones in either direction. The German DAX, we've got a German economy in recession, but we've got this relentless rally with the German DAX. Again, it's very much in keeping with the US equity rally. Now, we've got a bit of a downside view of markets like the Nikkei. So we're up at these really exceptional high levels, with a BOJ that's potentially potentially looking to shift course. If you go back to the lows of 2020, We were at sort of, let's say, 16,000. Now we are at 40,000, just for argument's sake. So as you can see, in the space of, which is pretty crazy to think of, but in the space of 4 years, this market has, we are somewhere in the region of 150% up on 2020 lows. So that's really, really considerable. Don't have any more data than that. So, and we're just anticipating a little bit further rollover, especially if the BOJ do start to make moves. We'd expect a lot of capital coming into the yen. We'd expect the yen to strengthen a lot more than where we're at, and we're up at elevated levels with the yen pairs as well. So there's potentially structurally a decent trade there. We've been talking about this for a year and a half, and we've had no. At each point, this market keeps rallying. We're anticipating for the BOJ to step in for them to normalize, and they've not done so. So now we're up at these exponential levels. There is probably a greater downside trade than there is the upside trade. Now, this market might surprise us, like the US equities are sort of continually making new highs, irrespective of whether the news is good or bad. There's still an argument to support further upside. That AI bubble is not finished with yet, it doesn't look like, anyway. So our bias is very much to the downside for markets like the Nikkei. But expect it to be held up if we've got global indices still making new highs, which is what we have. So we've got to look at the backdrop, but we want to try to be in it in order to win the trade over time. We're not interested in the performance over the next, you know, session or two. We're quite comfortable being into it for a period of time, perhaps over the course of next week. See if we can make that trade start to work. Okay, so gold, we're up at these really significant highs. We keep getting asked, can this market go higher? And the answer is obviously yes. The momentum is very much to the upside. All-time highs again. So all-time highs and things like the Nikkei, all-time highs and things like gold, other global indices are at all-time highs. The DAX, the US indices, other markets like Nvidia and all your tech stocks are just absolutely in bubble-like territory. Cryptocurrencies, that there doesn't seem to be any bit of news that's going to impact that anytime soon. So can this market continue to rally? We think it probably can. We know that this is the likelihood for this move over the last 2, 4, 6 days is probably more to do with kind of a hedging strategy, a bit of a flight to safety. And this, whereas we have been seeing the dollar be the flight to safety trade, but that seems to be blown out of the water completely. So gold seems to be taking over that mantle. And the question is, how long will that be the case for? is a big question. Crude oil still can't get above that $80 level. It's trying and trying and trying. Maybe there needs to be another kind of catalyst for that move. But this price action is very, very poor quality price action. So let's just finish off then with the... So this is our expectation. So with the ECB really being quite dovish, and the Fed needing to be a little bit more data dependent than ECB, we anticipated that would probably lend itself to a little bit of dollar strength. And you can see that we did get that dollar strength initially, and then we started to see that powerful reversal trade. So seeing it against the euro, against the pound, we like the dollar yen to the downside. So that trade is still intact, and it was more of a yen trade than it was necessarily a dollar trade, because both of them had been relatively weak for quite some time. So weakness against the Swiss franc as well, against the CAD. The Aussie dollar has rallied, again, breaking above these highs. Again, our expectation was a bit of dollar softness, sorry, a bit of dollar potential strength, but we've seen the exact opposite to that. So what that gives us is an opportunity to reassess. We're already in these trades to the downside. We could add markets like the dollar yen, the pound yen, if we wanted to add some more exposure. We're quite comfortable with our exposure for now. So we've got equities at all-time highs. We've got gold market at all-time highs. And we've got an unexpected sort of dollar weakness trade. So what do we do? Again, we really find it difficult to buy all-time highs. Now, that would have been the strategy of the year so far. If you just were buying all-time highs, you would have done really well this year. But that shows what sort of a unique dynamic this market actually is. So gold higher as well. What's that? The 2061, we'd expect further upside, really. Not too sure how high it will go, but as long as it's pointing higher, we can certainly look at that. We keep an eye on these yen pairs as well, looking for them to roll over to the downside. And it will be worth keeping an eye on the dollar on today's non-farm payroll. It's still expected to be really quite strong. So will strong jobs number, will equity markets rally because we've got a strong jobs number, or will they rally because if we get a strong jobs number, will the equity markets rally because the economy is quite strong? Or the other narrative to extract from that is when you would expect the Fed to stay higher for longer with a really strong jobs number, it could mean that type of narrative is pretty much being ignored, that it's just really whether the number is good or bad. There's an argument to support, again, further upside, buying all-time highs. So a difficult market condition. Equity market's looking a bit strong. Today now, the dollar is looking like we're finding a little bit of dollar strength. But you have to look quite hard. So we're certainly going to have another good look at the yen pairs. We've got gold pushing higher. And you'd have to expect US indices to continue to rally, whether there is a strong jobs number or a weak jobs number. And that's what's disconcerting for us, because we want to trade, you know, these narratives. Let me show you. We want to trade these narratives, but we've got quite a dovish Fed. We've got higher or perhaps sticky inflation to still navigate through. It's not obvious that we will. Central bankers seem to be incredibly confident that we will. So let's see if they get the data now that kind of supports their outlook. There is some parts of the economy which are really looking recessionary in nature, other parts that are really profoundly positive, like the Big Seven and this AI rally that we're hearing everywhere. So the narratives are kind of, well, the net result is just equities higher, and we've also got gold higher as well. Not so much of a move in crude oil. So what's our trade plan for today? It's a bit of a tricky one again. And there's a lack of clarity in terms of how these markets will react to either a really strong jobs number or perhaps even a weaker one than expected. Normally we have a particular sort of direction in terms of how these markets will react. But the only trade seems to be the US indices, the equity markets, really, to make further highs. So they're almost ignoring some of the data points to a large degree, and we're just seeing capital continue to pile in. Okay, it does feel like a bubble type dynamic, and we know those bubbles don't really last that long. And you only really have to go back 2 years to see the bubbles and what happened in stocks like AMC and GameStop and things like that. Those were individualized bubbles as well. You can see how those ended. The dot-com bubble, you can see how that ended. So is this an AI bubble where it seemed to be in the middle of it at the minute? So we're seeing just pure positivity, more and more capital beginning to pile in. Time will tell whether these markets react in a positive or a negative manner to that. Right, so market summary. So mild risk off conditions which failed to materialize. So we're back to risk on. So we could look at US indices strength. The dollar, we really have right, it has to be either or. So we've either got US indices to the upside, which would be kind of a standalone type of trade, or we could look for yen strength, the Nikkei weakness, and we could look for gold continuing to strength, which is kind of a hedge. It seems to be this type of hedge trade. Right. So yes, it was another big day, perhaps not so expected when you look at the dollar, perhaps not so expected as well, these equity markets rallying to all-time highs. And the contradictions in these markets are pretty real. Right. I'd like to say we'd expect volatility. It is a news event which has generated some phenomenal numbers, but not really seeing a bit of a market reaction. It's like as if the markets kind of ignore this event to a certain degree, and we get some really outsized numbers as well, which is not really what the Fed want to see in order to start cutting rates. So the whole backdrop is relatively convoluted, which is not ideal. It's not a great market condition for, I suppose, narrative driven traders kind of like ourselves. Right, so look, this is our trade plan. We're looking for risk on market conditions broadly. So the equities, if you want to buy all-time highs, the opportunity is there to do it. We're currently positioned in the yen, in terms of yen strength, and the Nikkei, a bit of weakness in the Nikkei. And if you want to hedge against the industry rally, then you've got an opportunity to buy gold as well. So today we do get US non-farm payroll numbers, so we can ordinarily expect some considerable volatility around that particular event. But over the last couple of years, it's been a bit of a strange event, so it's really, really uncertain in terms of how these markets are going to react. Okay, so look, on that note, guys, we'll let you go. These are sort of difficult, challenging trading conditions for us because, you know, a large amount of the analysis, these markets seem to pretty much ignore a lot of the normal correlations, really. We are seeing a little bit on the bond yield side. We are seeing those lower. So we're seeing the risk on trade indices higher. We are seeing the weakness in the dollar. So we're seeing more on this type of thing. And it's largely due to do with this dovish Fed narrative. The problem is they need the data to allow them to start cutting rates. And at the minute, they don't have that data. But there's every expectation we will do over the next couple of months. So really a strong focus on the data as it unfolds. Now, will it start with today's job numbers? That remains to be seen. Look, I'll let you guys go, guys. I'll stop talking for now. If you want to join us for the European trading session, we'll be live now in just a minute or so. So if you want to join us for that, you're very welcome. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. Starts from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetradingroom.com and connect with us through the website if you need. Great stuff. On that note, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Do take care, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.